This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour, and this is Theater Geeks. This time we bring you another special episode recorded at the Indiana Community Theater League Festival in Kokomo, March 25th, 26th, and 27th. This is an interview with Ross Rowland, past president of the ICTL. Ross also has been heavily involved in ACT, the American Association of Community Theater, for many, many years, and is a major supporter of community theater in the state of Indiana and across the country. So listen here while John, Marcia, and I interview Ross Rowland and his take on what's good and what's important about festival participation for community theaters.
We're talking to Ross Rowlands, who is the past president of the Indiana Community Theater League, and you are a longtime cheerleader for festivals of this kind, aren't you?
About 35 years.
There you go. Yeah, that's a long time. What do you think is the value of festivals like this for the community theaters?
I think they are so advantageous to community theater. Number one, you see quality theater.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you pick up directing and acting ideas for your own theater.
Right.
And number three, Indiana always has excellent adjudicators, and that's very educational for the community theaters in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, you have a chance of socializing after the shows and picking each other's brains from the different communities. So I think it's advantageous in many, many ways.
Yeah. Have you seen this? Go ahead. Do you have any questions?
Oh, no, John? I was just... Go ahead, Dave.
Do you have any other... What has changed about these festivals in your 35 years, do you think?
They've become much more organized. As I travel to other states and to regions and to foreign countries, the more that festivals that people attend, mm-hmm. they pick up hints and ideas of how to improve the festivals, how to make them more efficient, mm-hmm. and how to get the most out of the festival. For instance, in Indiana, about 15 years ago, we started a adjudicators forum on mm-hmm. Sunday so that the adjudicators can explain what they look for. They can also answer questions from the audience.
Right.
And that helps with the next festival when you're planning your excerpt, what you want to select, how to select it, how to cut, and what the adjudicators will be responding to.
Right.
And just speaking about adjudicators as well, you are an adjudicator. You go around the
yes.
country and do that, and you also have done it for the national level. Just kind of give us a little bit of a background, because I think sometimes people don't necessarily understand what adjudicators are. So can you tell us kind of what an adjudicator does and what their purpose is, which is a little bit different than a director giving notes?
Yes, I can. I've adjudicated across the United States, also in Germany, Ireland, Japan, and Korea. The responsibility of the adjudicator is to educate and to point out weaknesses in the performance, particularly making suggestions how the performance can be bettered. It helps in a festival year when Indiana will be going on to the regional and hopefully the national to listen to the adjudicators and think, you know, we could change that scene. I can see why the adjudicator suggested reviewing it to see if we could make it stronger. So the purpose of an adjudicator is to comment or respond to the show, not to judge it and say, this was wrong, this was right. The important thing is not what the adjudicator thought, but why he thought that.
Okay, so yeah, so it's a very distinct from being a director or a substitute director, obviously.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what about the now? This is the year that this festival goes on, or this festival feeds into the regional and national system.
Yes.
And possibly international system. How does that does that opportunity kind of build the whole, you know, national system of these kind of festivals? Does it make it more attractive for community theaters to get involved, do you think?
I think so. For instance, this year, the winner from Indiana will go on to the regional in Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
The winner in Columbus will go on to the national in Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then any international invitations we've received will be presented to groups.
Right.
To appropriate groups. For instance, some international festivals don't want musicals.
Mm-hmm.
Some want musicals.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't care. But it's the job of ACT to meet up community theaters with international invitations.
Right. Getting kind of back to adjudicating, one of the problems with a festival like this one, where we have musicals and non-musicals and you know, heavy drama up against comedies, how does an adjudicator or a team of adjudicators in this particular case make the choice between, you know, as to which excerpts really should advance?
You usually look at which excerpt fulfills its purpose,
mm-hmm,
the best, whether it's a musical, a drama, a comedy,
okay,
which one fills out all of the requirements. And we're told by adjudicators that you have to respond or judge the productions in the same manner, whether or not it's a musical, a drama, a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult, but it's the same. You look at the same things, at the direction, at the acting, at the characters. You look at the same thing no matter what type of production it is.
Right. Okay, so it's ultimately whatever the purpose is, and you focus on that,
yes,
essentially to start with. So,
I'm deferring back to you, Dave.
Oh.
or Marcia, do you have any questions you want to throw in?
I just wanted to ask, you said before that you should take the suggestions of an adjudicator if you're going to be moving on. It was my understanding that once you went to state, you couldn't change anything if you went on.
You can't change anything major. For instance, you can't eliminate a character, add a character. But as far as the blocking goes, as far as an interpretation of a line, you shouldn't change the set. But there are little things that you can change without violating the rules of state, regional, and national.
Okay, and when you're adjudicating, those are the kind of things that you want to point up, right, rather than major changes?
Right,
okay.
Those are the things that, okay, that you point up.
Right, but now here at the state level, there were suggestions about lighting or just different things about we've heard so far, and we've had three excerpts where there were changes about lighting and maybe, you know, rearranging the way the furniture is in a kind of a bare set or something like that, and making it more accessible to the audience. So that kind of stuff is okay at this level.
Exactly. For instance, we've had in the past groups that wanted to recast a character. That you cannot do unless you get the permission of the Festival Commission from ACT. I mean, unfortunately, if somebody dies who's in the cast,
right,
you don't have to cancel.
We went to festival with the effect of Marigolds on
Man in the Moon Marigolds.
Man in the Moon Marigolds.
Yes.
And the lady who was playing the older woman between state and regional, she passed away. So obviously we were allowed to
And we've had that same situation with a show where the person just had forgotten that it was an ongoing year, and they had already scheduled a 2-week vacation and couldn't get out of it. And so we had to approach the national board and say, can we please change our character?
I remember that year, and I also remember the year that the woman died, because the state festival was in Muncie that year.
Right.
And I remember the awards branch.
And she was wonderful. And luckily, it's really strange, the woman who replaced her was another lady who had been really active with our theater and who had actually done in the community two-person shows with the lady who passed away. So it was really, yeah, they were very close friends, and it was kind of like they were almost there together.
Yes.
You know? It was really good for us. Anyway.
I still remember that production.
Oh, well,
very
good.
Well.
Good. Thank you.
If there's a community theater that is considering doing this for the first time, how should they approach this as a first time theater that's never competed in a festival before?
If possible, it helps for them to attend a festival in advance. However, we encourage groups, if you've never attended, if you've never participated, to look at participating. Contact somebody on the ICTL Board of Directors. Contact me. Contact many people in the state who have participated.
Right. I was going to say, that's what happened to us this year, actually. There was a new group here this year who, very first time performing, and said they didn't know what to do. And so I was getting emails like every other day just saying, what do I do here? What do I do here? And so as a person that, or as a theater that attends and participates, I thought, well, let me be a resource to this group here. Of course, I preface that with, but what if you win? I've given you all my information.
Yeah, really?
But you know, I feel like we can be a resource. And that's kind of what ICTL is. I mean, it's as a group of theaters that work together to create this, not only just this festival, but theater across the state. And to, it's like a brotherhood, sisterhood. It's a group of like-minded people who want to make good theater.
Well, that's why this is so important, this kind of a festival, because you get to meet people from other, like, similar groups and see what they're doing and how they're doing it. And it really helps you when you go back to your home group, I think.
And I think also we are all here to support one another.
Right.
And to support theater in general. And that's why I always encourage people, whether their group is going on to a regional or national, if you can arrange to do so, even if you don't have a group there, it's very educational. I think the quality, certainly the quality of the shows in Indiana in the past 35 years has really improved. 35 years ago, instead of a 60-minute excerpt, we had a 20-minute excerpt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's like, what can you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if
not
it's a musical,
much,
you do two shows.
Right.
Two songs.
Yeah. Yeah, two songs and that's it. Yeah.
That's about it.
Or one scene out of a straight show, probably. Yeah. One of the things, this podcast is on the internet, so we're getting listeners from all over the country. Most states have state festivals. Are they? If you want to start at the state level, are you able to do it in most states? Do you know?
I think in all 50 states.
Okay.
I'm not positive of that. I know one year Illinois wanted to enter the regional festival.
Uh-huh.
And they had one show competing.
Oh.
So, of course, that show was named
right
as the regional. That regional.
Maybe that's one way to do it.
Wow. And you would think Illinois would have so much with the Chicago influence and all that kind of thing.
I find with Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they are not nearly as strong as the Midwest.
Not in community theater.
Well, not in community theater,
no.
Huh?
And I
That's
think one of the reasons is they have so many groups that pop up. They put themselves together. They have a board of directors. And let's see, the president will play the lead. The vice president will direct.
There you go.
Waiting to go on to the Broadway stage.
Right.
Yeah.
And once that show's over, they don't have any real interest in continuing community theater because that was not their interest to begin with.
They're right. They weren't into it for the community anyway. So, yeah, that's interesting. I'm surprised. It's odd, but I guess it makes sense. So.
Well, I think in our area anyway, I've seen several community theaters come and go in the 36 years that I worked for the newspaper and did reviewing. But there are two that have... Well, Elkhart Civic is coming up on its 50-something.
50th, just in the building that we are in.
In the building
yeah.
that we're in. South Bend also just got a new building.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
They've been around for a while. And so I think they are not only maintaining but hopefully growing as far as their talent pool and the interest in the community. And it does bring – I've met a lot of people working in Civic Theater that I probably – would not have met. I mean, teachers and business people, you know? So it brings all kinds of people together.
For many years in the Muncie community, there was Muncie Civic Theater, mm-hmm. and that was all.
Uh-huh.
There was another group that started that wanted to do more avant-garde productions than Muncie Civic did. And the president at that time of Muncie Civic called me aside and said, I hear we're going to have a competitor.
Oh, jeez.
What are you going to do about it? I said, I'm going to make a small contribution of money to them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because good theater
exactly.
it just makes better theater.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
John always says, the more theaters, groups that are in our area that people can go and see, the more they learn about theater, and hopefully the more they learn to appreciate what we do.
Exactly.
You know? Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, You have a lunch to get to?
No, I canceled that.
No, you canceled.
Did you cancel for us?
Canceled
Thank
for
you.
Us. Okay. You have any other questions?
I'm just, you know, one of my problems is I always sit here and listen. Dave is such a good, has great questions, and Marcia being an old, I should.
You can say old.
Is what I meant.
She's got
newspaper
the
reviewer. That critic, that she, they always know how to ask questions. So I often, when we have a person that sits here, I just kind of listen, and it's like, wow, yeah that's cool, that's cool. So,
that's kind of like when you're on stage. I sit and listen.
There you go. Well,
enjoy. When you adjudicate, like at the state level, what's the difference? Because I know you've been at the national festival as well,
right.
and international festivals. So, do you find yourself adjudicating differently at a national festival? Are you harder on people at a national festival than you would be at a state?
No, I'm not. However, my approach is different when it's an international festival and you're hearing plays in Japanese and Korean and,
yeah.
and French.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because one example I often give is people say, when you don't speak the language, how can you respond to their production? And I stood up one night in Korea, there was a play from Mexico, and a woman walked across the stage with a baby, mm-hmm. crying. And the way she was holding the baby, looking at the baby, I said, is there anybody in this audience that did not know that this was the mother of a dead child?
Yeah.
It was so obvious. Not that I understood the language. And I counsel people on selections when they're going to a foreign country. I remember seeing a one-person show from Germany. There was very little action, very little set, very little blocking. Of course, it meant nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got absolutely nothing
right.
out of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I saw a production from Moscow of Equus.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You know what a talkie show Equus is.
Right, right.
Yes.
And I thought, well, I might
Here
as well
we go.
Sit back and take a nap. I understood everything that was happening. Not because I understood the language.
Right.
But because of their blocking. They did it with a chorus. And it was understandable, I think, to everybody in that audience.
Wow.
Whether or not they spoke Russian.
It really kind of underscores how critical the visual aspect is. Whether it's blocking, set, et cetera.
Absolutely.
That's interesting. It's interesting that you can get that much meaning out of it without knowing the words, especially in a show like that.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting to me at a festival like this that we get a show like the one we just saw, Parallel Lives, with a two-person show. And then this afternoon we're going to see Rent, which has
yes.
a huge cast. And an orchestra, and it's practically an opera, and it's all in one day. I just think it's amazing. You don't get to see that variety of theater in that capsule of time anywhere else.
And the other thing that's amazing to me, and I always emphasize this, I think I've been president 9 different times, is the expense to see 7 shows of this quality
right.
for $25.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas and two parties.
And two parties.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the shows that we see rival Broadway and off-Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the last ticket I bought on Broadway was $130
yep.
for one show.
It's going right. up, too.
Yeah. yeah.
It's terrible.
Right. So do you find, is participation in your scene, whether it's here in Indiana or across the country, and we asked Ron Cameron just a moment ago the same kind of question, is do you think the economy is affecting whether theaters compete or not very much, or is there still the enthusiasm out there?
I think it does have an effect on participation.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a friend in, what state is that? Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so proud because they had more shows than they'd ever had competing.
Right.
4.
Mm. Oh, gee.
Wow.
And it's the same thing when we have 300 or 400 people at our state festival. I was adjudicating the East Coast, which had 6 states. And, again, they were bragging. They had more people in attendance for that. And I said, well, how many people do you have? We have 83. We've never had that type
for
of
for a 4-state convention.
6 states.
Six states.
Yeah.
Six
wow.
Oh, gosh. So, well, okay. So in the Midwest, we're seeing, obviously, it's maybe stronger, huh?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe the Midwest has extremely strong theater.
Okay. Good.
And we're just competitive. We're
there
very
we go.
Competitive.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, we are.
Competitive, but still supporting each other.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's one aspect of it that you know, for anyone from the outside, that there it's a competition, but it's a collegial kind of competition mm-hmm. that is it's not cutthroat in the sense of other kinds of competition.
Exactly. I've had more adjudicators respond to me and say, you know, I've never been in Indiana before. I had no idea what quality of theater you had.
Yeah.
I just figured, you know, you're a small Midwest state. Mm-hmm. I'll get through the adjudication and try not to be too harsh.
Well, you know, yeah, cornfields, cows, yeah. and basketball.
Yeah, right.
Please, if it's not racing.
So,
basketball.
And basketball is cutthroat, but theater competition
isn't.
And
it's going on at the same time as we're here. So
yeah.
We're very fortunate that we're getting the
actually,
number of people interested in this when... You know, it's right down the road in Indy.
Well, I will bet that it actually probably does affect us a little bit here, but
not maybe for theater folks this morning, but this afternoon.
Yeah, there's a certain amount for those of you listening. We're in an area where I mean, if you ever heard the term Hoosier hysteria, it's a very real thing, and and so we do have people here who are checking on the scores periodically during the evening when some of the basketball games are going on, but they're still here for the theater. So anyway, all right.
Well, I don't want to take up any more of Ross's time, but I really appreciate you sitting with us.
Absolutely.
I never get a chance
thanks
really
very
to
much.
Sit with you because you're always out with the adjudicators. So
yeah,
like,
thanks
thank
very much
for
being
yes.
with
oh,
us.
Oh, I've enjoyed it.
Thanks
very much.
Well, thanks for joining us on Theater Geeks, and we'll see you again maybe next year.
Good.
Bye.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.